Greetings from upstate New York. Welcome to the Pastor Duke Podcast. I'm glad you tuned me in today. I hope to be a blessing. We're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to continue the Little Dukey Did It Again series. Little Duke got in a lot of trouble, but he always learned his lesson. Today, we're going to look at the story we call Little Duke and the Cooties. You're probably wondering, what are cooties? Well, I'll tell you. Back when Little Duke was growing up, there was an epidemic of cooties in Ohio. But luckily, only the girls had cooties. But the girls would lie to you, and they would tell you that only the boys had cooties. Well, what are cooties? You see, cooties are these terrible, little, creepy, yucky, stinky, itchy, pretend bugs. But when you had the cooties, it was pretty easy to get rid of them. You did not have to go to the hospital or to the doctor to get medicine. All you had to do is find somebody who doesn't have cooties, usually a girl if you were a boy, or a boy if you were a girl, and you would tap them on the arm, on the shoulder, on the back, and then they got your cooties and you were clean, you were free. So it was pretty awesome. It was a lot of fun. It began right when you got on the school bus in the morning. You knew somebody had cooties and you had to be careful because you could get them so easy. They'd give them to you and you try to get rid of them. And it happened on the bus. And then when you got to the class, somebody had class, the cooties, and they're going to pass them around. And so finally the bell would ring. The day had begun and you looked around. Hopefully you didn't have the cooties, but you knew somebody did. And you weren't always sure who it was. So you had whispered your friends next to you, who has the cooties? And then you would try to find out. And when it came break time to go to the bathroom or play time on the playground or cafeteria for lunch, you had to be really careful not to be close enough for those people to give you the cooties. Well, it was kind of a fun game they played. They played it all the time. But sometimes there were boys in the class like Duke, his friend Frank, and his other friend Chuck. They played the cootie game, but they didn't always play it very nice. There was a girl in their class whose name was Luella, and those boys were mean. They would pick on Luella and say, "You got Luella's cooties. You got Luella's cooties." That wasn't a very nice thing to do. Luella had some sad things happen. She grew up on a farm. Her father got really, really sick and couldn't do the work anymore. His wife had to take care of him, Luella's mom, up in the bedroom. He wasn't very well at all, couldn't do the farm work. So his wife, Luella, her brothers and sisters, they had to work on the farm just to pay the bills. Luella would have to get up early in the morning, and she was only about 9 years old, and have to go help feed the cows and the pigs, take care of the animals. She had to work really hard. But she didn't get paid for it. They just paid the rent and bought the food and took care of their bills. Well, when little Duke would work around the house helping mow the yard, his dad would pay him. Or when grandma needed her yard to be mowed, little Duke would mow her yard. She would pay him. Luella did 10 times more work than little Duke, but she never got paid for it. Her family was pretty poor. She didn't have all the pretty nice clothes that a lot of the girls had in the class. She mostly had the hand-me-down clothes from her older sisters. Well, something really sad, something really scary happened on her farm. She was out working in the summer, shoveling grain into the grain elevator off of the wagon. It was big shovels. It wasn't very heavy because the grain was pretty light, but it was pretty slippery when you got down to the bottom of the wagon. She's shoveling all day. She's sweating. It's hot outside. Her foot began to slip on the grain at the bottom of the wagon, and she fell out of the grain wagon onto the grain elevator. That's a machine that has a belt and these steel things that stick up from the belt that hold on to the grain, and they go higher and higher. It's on a belt that's going higher and up to drop the grain in the top of the silo where the grain would be stored. It was about 40 feet high. Luella fell out of the grain wagon, fell
onto the grain elevator, and her t-shirt got caught in the steel thing where it attaches to the belt. She was caught, and she tried to jump up, but she couldn't, and the elevator began to take her higher and higher. She's screaming, "Bloody murder, help me, I'm stuck." She's trying to get loose, and now she's up in the air like 20 feet. She's screaming and yelling. Her sister was really smart. The sister ran out, "Mom, Mom, Luella's caught," and Mama knew something was wrong. She drove the tractor and jumped off the tractor, ran in. Luella's getting closer to the top. If she gets to the top, there's all these machines and gears up there right at the tippy top where the grain drops into the silo. If Luella gets caught in that, she's going to get cut up and maybe even die. And Mom ran in and she hit the off switch just in time, and the elevator stopped, and Luella didn't get caught in the machines at the top, but she sort of did. Her right hand got caught in the gears and it crushed her fingers, and she was crying, and she's like 40 feet in the air. If she fell out of there, she could die. They called the ambulance. It took several minutes for them to get there. Luella was up there and she was bleeding and she was all by herself at the top. And the fire department came with big ladders and they went in and they brought her down. She was going to be okay, but she had real bad problems. She mangled her little finger and her ring finger on her right hand, and they rushed her to the hospital. They had to do surgeries and they couldn't save the fingers. She lost her little pinky and her ring finger on her right hand, and her hand was kind of formed funny, and it looked almost like a little bit of a claw, the three fingers and a thumb. It was so sad. So Luella wasn't in school for a whole month when school started because she was home healing up from her farm accident. Well, when she came back to school, the kids were all there, and they just pretended like nothing ever happened. And those boys, Duke, Frank, and Chuck, they weren't very nice. They would make fun of her. "Oh, you got Luella's cooties. You got Luella's cooties." And Luella tried to pretend like it didn't bother her. She tried to kind of laugh, ha, ha, ha. But it was really hurting her feelings. It was making her really, really sad. Those boys didn't care. They're just trying to be Mr. Tough Guy. They're just trying to be Mr. Cool. They don't really think about hurting somebody's feelings. And so this went on for weeks, making fun of Luella. One day, they were in class. Mrs. Niederheiser, their teacher, got a call on the intercom that she needed to go to the office. She had just passed out the homework papers, and she looked around the class, and she said, "I want nobody goofing around." And she looked right at Duke, right at Frank, and right at Chuck, because she knew if anybody was going to be messing around, it'd be one of those guys. So she gave those guys that teacher look. She said, "You get your work done." She headed down the hall to the principal's office. Well, it wasn't long after she went down the hall, little Duke stood up and started making weird noises, making fun, making jokes, and he said, "You got Luella's cooties." And when he said that, there was a girl in the front row whose name was Connie. Connie was kind of awesome. Connie was kind of a small gal. She wasn't very tall, but Connie had a good friend, and her friend was Luella. And Connie had listened to Duke and Frank and Chuck make fun of her friend and saying, "You got Luella's cooties," and it made Connie so mad, and she listened to it day after day after day after day, and she had had enough. When little Duke stood up and started making fun of Luella again, Connie stood up. Her face turned red. She looked little Duke right in the face. Veins are popping out of her neck. She was so mad. And she said, "You shut up, Duke, and your friend Frank and Chuck. You always make fun of Luella. It's not Luella's fault. Her father got sick and doesn't have a whole lot of money. It's not Luella's fault. She had an accident. It's not Luella's fault. Her family doesn't have a lot of money. You guys are the ones with cooties. Luella never had cooties. She's the awesomest kid in the whole class, and you guys are just jerks. Stop being mean." And the whole class got so quiet. And when Connie said that, little Duke looked around. It got so quiet. Little Duke could begin to feel his face turn red. He was feeling kind of hot. And he listened to what Connie said, and he knew in his heart that Connie was absolutely right. "Why did I be so mean to Luella? It's not her fault." And everybody was looking at little Duke. What is he going to do now? And little Duke knew what he needed to do. Little Duke walked down the row, walked right up to Luella's desk. Luella had her head down on the desk. She was crying. She was so embarrassed by those boys being mean to her. And she was just crying. And little Duke tapped her on the shoulder. Luella looked up. And little Duke looked down. And little Duke was trying not to cry. But he had a tear in his eye, too. He felt so dirty. He had been so mean. And he said, Luella, in front of the whole class, Luella, I'm the one with cooties. Besides that, there's no such thing as cooties. I've been really mean to you, and that's wrong. And I'm so sorry. I don't want to be mean to you or anybody anymore. My heart feels so dirty. Would you please forgive me? And Luella looked up, and through the tears, she shook her head, yes. She said, yes, Duke, I forgive you. And in front of the whole class, little Duke leaned over and gave Luella a big hug. And when little Duke hugged Luella, all the girls said, ah. All the boys said, ooh. And little Duke's heart felt so much better. Then something wonderful happened again. Frank stood up and Chuck stood up. They came over to Luella's desk and stood next to Duke, and they said the same thing. Luella, we've been really mean to you. I don't know why we've been so dumb. We're the stupid ones, not you. You're like the nicest girl in the whole class. And Frank said, would you forgive me, Luella? And Luella said, yes, I'll forgive you, Frank. And Chuck said, me too. I've been a real jerk. I'm sorry. My heart feels so dirty. Would you forgive me, Luella? Luella said, yes, I'll forgive you, Chuck. And in front of the whole class, Frank and Chuck gave Luella a big hug. And when they did, all the girls said, ah. All the boys said, ooh. Then they could hear footsteps coming down the hall. It was the teacher, Mrs. Niederheiser. As she was coming into the room, little Duke, Frank, and Chuck ran back to their seat, sat down on her seat, sat up real straight, and pretended like everything was fine. And by the time Mrs. Niederheiser came into the class, half the girls were crying, and the boys were almost crying. It was so quiet. Mrs. Niederheiser said, something feels kind of weird about this class. Was anybody goofing around while I was away at the principal's office? And little Duke sat real still, and Frank and Chuck were sitting real still, and nobody was looking around. And then all of a sudden, Luella raised her hand. Little Duke got so scared. Oh, no, she's going to tell the teacher on us, and we are going to be in huge trouble. We're going to get sent down to the principal's office and get whack, crack, smack across our back end. That's how it was in the old days. And they're going to call my mom and dad, and I'm going to be in bigger trouble at home than I am at school. Little Duke was so scared, and Frank was scared, and Chuck was scared, and everybody looked at Luella, and Luella said to the teacher, Mrs. Niederheiser, I'll tell you what's going on. We have the three nicest boys in the whole wide world in our class. Mrs. Niederheiser said, what are you talking about? And Luella said, the three nicest boys in the whole world are Duke, Chuck, and Frank. And when Luella said that, all the girls said, ah. All the boys said, ooh. And Mrs. Niederheiser looked at Duke, looked at Frank, looked at Chuck, and said, well, I kind of wonder about that, but if that's what you think, that's just fine, Luella. And so little Duke felt so relieved. Oh, my goodness, she could have got me in huge trouble. But she didn't. She was nice to Duke and Frank and Chuck, even after they had been mean to her. Luella learned how to forgive people. And so little Duke learned a lesson that day. It was only a few days later, little Duke got his desk moved to a different part of the classroom, and little Duke was sitting right next to Luella. Turns out Luella was like one of the smartest kids in the whole class. And she turned out to be like one of the nicest girls Little Duke ever met. And she would help Little Duke with his homework. Little Duke always felt a little guilty. I sure wasn't very nice to her, but she's been really nice to me. And Little Duke learned his lesson. I don't want to be mean to anybody. That's just not the right thing to do. So Little Duke's heart felt so much better after he apologized to Luella, asked her to forgive him, and she did. Now I want to ask you, who do you think the hero is in that story? Well, it's definitely not Little Duke, Frank, or Chuck, because those guys were being mean, playing the cootie game, and they were being mean. Oh, I think I know who the hero of that story might be. How about Connie? Connie stood up for her friend. When those boys were being mean, she wouldn't put up with it. Connie could have had those boys begin to be mean to her when she stood up for her friend. But she loved her friend even more than she loved herself, it seemed. So I think Connie was a hero in that story, because she stood up for her friend and she told those boys to stop being mean. But I think there's a superhero in the story, and the superhero was Luella. She was a superhero because she worked hard around the farm and didn't even get paid for it and never complained about it. Luella was a superhero because she was in a bad situation, but she had a good spirit. Luella was a superhero because she could have gotten those boys in big, big trouble, and they really deserved it, but she didn't. She forgave them. It takes a wonderful person to be able to forgive others. So Luella was the superhero in the story. So boys and girls, be very careful not to do mean things and hurt other people. It's very important. Because if you're mean long enough, it won't be long until people begin to be mean to you and they won't like you a lot. So that was a big lesson Little Duke learned, not to be mean to anyone. The end. Well, thanks for tuning in again. A little lightheartedness. I hope this story is a blessing. You can play it to your children and play it to your grandchildren. I love the Little Duke series. Get to share what happened in my life. Hope it's a blessing. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He loves you. Keep your hand to the plow. We got work to do. We're on mission. Jesus loves you. So do I. Bye-bye for now. God bless.